go, looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 5th of November 2025. We're in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre and the Gawler Civic Centre, which is all a wonderful facility within Gawler. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we have a slightly different room here today where we're recording two editions of the Bunyip, so there might be slightly different sound.
There might be a little bit of background sound, but that's because they have to keep the air. This is their storage area. So it's critical to maintain the humidity, correct humidity and everything.
It might be a different kind of echo at the back. We're not sure.
Stone walls all around us.
And books and boxes and artefacts. So
yes,
I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Postal irregularity. Yesterday morning, owing to some blunder at the railway station, the Kapunda mail was left at Gawler and our own mail went on to Kapunda. The Gawlerites were, however, not long kept out of their letters, as Mr. Gray telegraphed to Roseworthy, whence the Gawler mail bag was immediately dispatched by road. Too bad about the Kapunda people, but anyway.
So assumably the was coming up on the train.
Yeah.
Which, of course, the line that went through Roseworthy Wosleys, that would have gone to Kapunda.
Kapunda, of course.
So that would be on a line that no longer exists or is no longer in use, I think.
I think it's still there.
I think the line is still there. The station at Wosleys is gone because we went out to have a look at it.
Oh, yeah, they've all gone. How many bridges still there, I think? Mm. Hamley Bridge Railway Station. Right. Yes, we went on the last train ride to Hamley Bridge before it changed the gauge and they moved the Sir Malcolm Barclay Harvey, which is the engine that got moved up to Mount Barker.
Oh, yes.
And now that's the one that serves the line down to Goolwa, which then serves the Cockle train as well. Mm. So, yeah, I haven't done the Mount Barker to Goolwa trip. I must do that one day.
I'd love to do that one day. Always meant to do it, never haven't got around to it.
No, it's one of those things, a little bucket list thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, indeed. So 100 years ago. Election. On Saturday, November the 14th, the electors of Australia will be required to say whether they wish the Bruce Page government representing the Liberal and Country parties in South Australia to continue in office or whether they prefer that Labor should rule. The decision to go to the country earlier is due to the acceptance by the Prime Minister of a challenge thrown out by the federal Labor leader to secure the opinion of the people upon the procedure of the government in taking action for the deportation, if necessary, of extremist agitators who are supporting the strike of British seamen. So, of course, this was 1920.
Yes. Interesting.
And that was the time of general... There was a lot of strike action in England at the time.
50 years ago, Miss Gawler Quest Girls. With all tickets for this Saturday night's Miss Gawler Quest ball sold, the stage is set for a glittering evening. The highlight of the evening is the crowning of Miss Gawler. Miss Charity Queen will also be named. There are 14 entrants in the quest, which has created wide interest through various fundraising activities in the district. Yes, what was that, 1975? Yes, that'd be right.
Kind of the height of that.
Yes, the Miss
culture,
whatever.
The Miss stuff. Whatever, yeah.
The Miss wear your bikini quest.
Yes.
Like it was never going to happen to me. I don't know. Much interest in it. You think, oh, my God, they like different.
Yeah.
Different world out there of models and skinny people and tall, thin blondes.
And judging someone's worth by their body shape.
Yeah, absolutely.
Women's worth by
and
their body shape.
And it still happens.
Oh, yes.
You know, that's the pity of it.
It is.
Being valued for your brains just does not work. And if you don't have brains, you're even worse off. Never mind. I'll manage.
So, 25 years ago, Village Fair Saturday. The Rotary Club of Gawler will hold its annual Village Fair this Saturday. 50 stallholders will offer a wide range of produce, crafts, clothing and books for sale at Pioneer Park. Entertainment will be provided by the Gawler Town Band, Gawler Dog Obedience Club, Gawler Gymnastics Club, sideshows and a range of come-and-try activities. So I wonder when it started.
Village Fair?
Yes.
Oh, it's been going for years.
Yes.
It was going when I was in rural youth, and that's back 50 years at least. Mm. Yeah, I was in rural youth and we went to the... We had a strawberry. Mm. I think they had strawberries and cream stall.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, Yeah, it'd be interesting to find out.
Mm.
10 years ago, CBD motel plan. Gawler's main business district could soon be home to a new motel, providing much-needed accommodation in the town centre and seeing a local businessman's dream finally come true. The application to establish a motel, retail shops and an extension of a local cafe is currently before Gawler Council. The exciting proposal, which is estimated to be worth between $4 to $6 million, would see a motel featuring up to 40 rooms and would involve building retail space of 800 square metres, which would house up to six shops on the former kindergarten site next to Cafe Nova's car park. That was the old LCI kindergarten. Yes. Of course, it's still an empty, vacant block because the council knocked it back.
Yes.
And I don't understand that level of thinking, but never mind. That's it for this week.
That is it for this week.
And we'll, yes. Until next week, we'll see you on the flip side.
Yes.
Or whatever.
For all light signs.